Today we are in the second week of our Lenten journey, and we will be practicing Lectio Divina with Jesus' second last word from the cross. Now, if you were here last week, this is the same type of prayer that we did last week. It's where you read through the scripture or listen to the scripture being read, and there are moments where you will pause and you will reflect upon the scripture. You will listen for a word or a phrase or an image that captures your attention. I will be leading you through this, and we will read through the scripture 3 times. One of the things that I love about Lectio Divina and prayer in general is that it can be practiced anywhere, at any time. Last Wednesday, for Ash Wednesday, I attended the evening service with my family. And when Pastor Robert read the scripture for that evening, which was Psalm 51, it really struck me in a beautiful way. So then, later in the service, when it was time for the imposition of the ashes, as everyone is coming up, you know, it takes a little time to go through that process. And I sat right over there in a pew with my family, and I practiced Lectio Divina with Psalm 51. I read through it. I reflected on it. I listened for God to speak to me through this holy text. And it was such a beautiful moment in a room full of people. Yes, in a gorgeous sanctuary. But it was a private and special moment between me and God. And I share that with you simply to encourage you to practice prayer whenever you feel the pull, the inclination to do so. Now, as we go to God in prayer today, I invite you to find a posture of prayer that you are comfortable with. And let's take just a moment to pause and center ourselves before God. God, you have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son. Nourish us inwardly by your holy word so that we may be transformed. God of peace, we ask you to settle over us and within us. Pour out upon us whatever each of our spirits need. Guide our hearts and minds during this time of prayer so that the voice of the word resonates within us. Now hear these words from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verses 39 through 43. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. What word, phrase, or image captured your attention? Hold on to this word or image, repeating it in your mind. Try to not analyze it. Instead, savor this word or image and let it speak to your heart. Rest in God's presence here and now. Hear Jesus' promise in the second reading. Listen for all that God wishes to say to you today. One of the criminals who had hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we, indeed, have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Notice any feelings this passage has awakened in you. What is this word, phrase, or image speaking to you in your life today? Allow God's heart to speak to your heart here in the silence. Share with God anything that may be stirring within you. Dwell in this holy moment. And allow yourself to absorb the truth of these living words. One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him, save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God? Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He replied, Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. What is God giving you through these words of Jesus? Be open to what God may be showing you and sharing with you. Share with God what is coming to your heart and mind as you ponder how God might be inviting you to respond. What from these words will you carry with you from this holy space? For just a moment longer, be still. Rest in the awareness of our Creator's loving presence. Pour your grace into our hearts, O God. We pray that we may be constantly drawn away from unruly desires and distractions of this world, and by your own gift, may we keep the heavenly teachings that you give us, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you will continue to join us throughout this Lenten season. I'll leave you with a blessing. May the Holy Spirit fill you. And may the Holy Spirit guide you as you leave this place. So much so that love flows through you to all that you meet. Amen. Go in peace.